And I'm actually pleased to be talking about David's Law. I don't know about you guys, but when the legislature meets, it's always kind of fun to gripe about the results of that process and the new law. And this is actually one that feels really good to talk about. It is based, and I feel like it's important to recognize, on the life of a child who committed suicide at the age of 16 after experiencing rather extensive cyberbullying. And his parents have taken that opportunity to create a 501c3 organization to try to bring about change. And one of the ways they tried to bring about that change was through legislative action. What they found when they were experiencing this and in some of the write-ups on this story was he was a student at Alamo Heights ISD. And what I read was that they really weren't dissatisfied with their workings with the school district. There just weren't a lot of options to address what he was going through at that time. So you see the little icon there, the red ellipsis is something they're trying to bring about for kids to put this on their device as like a sticker or something and say that they're going to commit to not engaging in cyberbullying. And so this is just the kind of example of what they're trying to do, and I think it's a really good thing. And I think what they've done with this law really does give school districts some options. And for school administrators here, you may be thinking it also gives us some burdens. So we'll talk about that and the tension there. But it really is a pretty good piece of legislation. So what we will talk about, it's also a fairly significant, extensive piece of legislation. We will talk about how it redefines bullying. We will talk about how it recognizes and creates tools for school districts to deal with cyberbullying, sort of for the first time. We will talk about some of the expansion of your ability to discipline and some specific remedies for disciplinary circumstances.